Hey there, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers here. 1 year ago, I signed our 23-25 state budget into law, and that budget included a lot of good bipartisan work. We secured historic investments in affordable housing statewide, the first real increase for local governments in a decade, and made significant investments in our roads and infrastructure, kids in schools, and so much more. We also approved several investments to address pressing issues facing our state, including $125 million to fight PFAS contamination statewide, and nearly $50 million to help improve reading outcomes and literacy for our kids, and $15 million to support child care providers and working families across the state. Unfortunately, it's been a year since I signed that budget into law, and some of these critical investments are still sitting in Madison because Republican lawmakers refused to release them. In total, from the last legislative session, there's more than $200 million worth of investments sitting in Madison that could be going out the door today to help folks, families, and communities across our state. And make no mistake, Republican lawmakers can release these already approved investments at any time. They're simply choosing not to. And this isn't the first time Republican lawmakers have come under fire for months of inaction and delays. These are many of the same lawmakers who led the, quote, least active full-time legislature in America, unquote, during the coronavirus pandemic. I don't think that's how government's supposed to work, do you? Wisconsinites expect their elected officials to show up to work and find common ground to solve problems and address real and pressing challenges facing our state. I'm urging Republican lawmakers to release these funds as soon as possible so my administration can get these resources out the door to communities who need them, because Wisconsinites shouldn't have to wait another day longer than they already have. Simple as that.